Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Welcome to round two, ding, 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 with Tony Brockman.
Hey, sir. How are you?
Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Matcha with Keller Williams Realty. Boo. Yeah, got my name on the show, man. After 5 years, you'd think so, right? quick little plug for our appreciation event happening on April 6th, 406day.com. Go there to register yourself should you want to participate in an awesome lip sync battle. We're going to have a lot of fun right there in the parking lot of Sunriff Beer Company, downtown Kalispell. Is that in your district?
It is not in my district, but it's a couple of blocks away.
It's certainly walking distance, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So your district, HD9, House District 9, encompasses Evergreen and Northern Kalispell?
Yes.
Yeah. Everything from Meridian to here.
Yeah. Everything from Meridian to the Flathead River.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's your youth district. You grew up here.
Yes. Born and raised on Solberg Drive here in Evergreen. It was a great place to grow up.
Cool.
And can't imagine growing up anywhere else.
Now, when you were knocking doors and, shaking babies and doing all that cool stuff that politicians do, right? That's how that works, right? That's
exactly.
Day number one, that's what they teach you. When you're doing that, did you knock on your childhood door?
I did not. That was one of the streets I unfortunately did not reach. There's just a couple of streets that I wasn't able to grab, but I figured that Solberg knows me.
They know.
But still got a lot of votes from there. So,
cool. Awesome. Yeah. Cool, man. I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're the guy. And last weekend we were catching up with you. You're sharing with us a couple of things in the pipeline for us, especially homeowners. You're talking about rebates, right? Property tax rebates, income tax rebates, because of this surplus that the state has. That's cool. For those of you who want to, catch up on that, kjjr.com, click on our podcast, go to last weekend's show. However, moving forward, at the end of the show, we were talking about your sidewalk incentive or the bill. What is it? H 472. House Bill 472. Building sidewalks for our kids, right? Talking about a particular area in Evergreen. Exactly, right?
Exactly. So House Bill 472 appropriated $1 million for sidewalks from Meadowlark and Highway 2 to about Flathead Electric and Highway 2. And what that does is capture some prime neighborhoods for where kids live and gives them a safe route to school.
Yeah, awesome. Great. Now, was this, as you're churning up the community for ideas, like you're knocking on these doors, having conversations with the neighbors, was that an idea that came up or something that happened in those conversations, or is this a Tony Brockman original?
This is a Tony Brockman original.
Wow.
Because 25 years ago, yeah. I was the kid walking along Highway 2 on the cow trails that Evergreen is well known for. And, 25 years is a long time. And so if we can at least get the kids of Evergreen sidewalks.
Yeah, that's cool.
The job is done.
That's awesome, man. Look at the power of the grassroots representation. I mean, that's really, really cool. Like you have roots here, you grew up here, you walked those streets. And as a child, little did you know, years later, you're going to be advocating change.
Exactly, exactly.
What else is, let's shake the eight ball. What else is happening?
Well, one of the other bills, part of the whole budget surplus that that the state has, one of the other ideas was House Bill 267, which is actually sponsored by our Kalispell representative, Courtney Sprunger. What that does is it invests $100 million into highway construction projects and allows us to reach up and grab some of that federal money.
Okay.
Oftentimes, there's a match that states and communities have to meet before they'll get access to that federal dollars.
Okay.
And House Bill 267 just allows us to make that reach, pull down that money, and improve our local streets, whether it be Reserve Drive, we all know.
That's a hot topic.
Exactly. Whether that be Highway 2 or Highway 35, any of these big projects that we have coming down the pipeline, or 206 is another great example, any of these large projects that we have coming down the pipeline allows us to better afford them without breaking the bank.
Okay, cool. Last weekend, we were talking about the bills, and you had shared with me this big number around 4,600. that got to be a much, much smaller number, or a little over 800, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the big number being the number of ideas or bills that were, you know, born, and then 800 being the number of them that are read, or not read, considered?
Considered. 825 is the number that made it across the from one chamber to the next.
Right.
So if you think back to Schoolhouse Rock, a bill starts in one house,
right,
and makes it to the next house, and then will eventually be signed by the governor.
Yeah, gotcha. So, and this is what you guys do.
It's exactly what we do for $13 an hour.
Wow. Hey, well, I'm going to get my money's worth. I'm going to crack the head open a little bit more, and we're going to get more ideas out of you. We got to take a quick break, though. Is that all right, Tony?
Absolutely.
This is the Flight at Home Show. In the house with us, Tony Brockman, House District Representative number 9. My name is Justin Mecha, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flight at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, the man from the house, HD9, Tony Brockman. Hey, man, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks.
So we got a lot of things happening that are very exciting. Thank you for coming to us from Helena with this great report, namely the potential that we'll see our taxes, or, you know, a little bit of a rebate on our taxes for there being such a surplus in the state. Any chance that any of this might trickle down into maybe impacting the overall cost of housing? Anything? Any discussion around affordable housing, or let me ask you more specifically: any conversation around maybe rezoning or redistricting, especially in Evergreen?
Not Evergreen specifically, okay. But those conversations occur every single day. Of course, statewide is one of the number one issues is affordability of houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a big famous show named after a national park that has drawn a lot of people to our state.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Something like that.
Jellystone, you know, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with the bears. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So we have a lot of, you know, obviously Montana's been discovered, right?
Yeah.
And so we're trying to find ways of making Montana more affordable for Montanans.
Sure.
And those conversations include rezoning, making lots smaller, bringing in the tiny home aspect.
Right.
Just thinking through long-term what we want to be and what our state wants to look like here in 5-10 years. Because this housing crunch that we're currently in, it's going to take a few years to get out of it.
It usually does. Yeah. It's not anything that changes overnight. In realtor terms, and we like to, you know, kind of speak in terms of a pendulum, like shifting, right? So if you got the pendulum all the way on one side and then it swings to the other side. The thing is it doesn't swing as fast as anybody would like to picture it, right? It takes a little bit of time for that market to, quote, correct. And I know that you could speak to this even greater. There's a lot of variables that dictate whether or not housing is considered affordable or unaffordable. You know, for example, let's go back to 2021, where we saw in really every area of the state, double-digit appreciation mm-hmm. in value year over year. So conservatively, we saw 20% increase. Now that's conservative.
Wow.
In some areas, we saw over 30% increase in value or cost for a home. Simultaneously, we did not see that increase in our wages. You know, our wages may have increased around 11 to 15%. Our housing increased sometimes as three times that amount. That being said, your housing costs are outpacing your, you know, average income increases. Therefore, you're creating an affordability gap. Yet, 2021 was a record year. So that being said, you could argue that, well, was housing unaffordable if we sold more homes than we ever did ever before? Yeah, for some people. Yeah, in fact, for a lot of people. However, there was still a good number of people that were still able to afford houses, just not me, right? And that brings us to this truth that the perspective of the market is always what's important. This is why talking to a realtor is important, because they're going to help bring that perspective to you. How does the market participate to you? what I'm sure, what I'm saying in so many words here, Tony, is it's a complicated issue. It's a complicated conversation. What I love is a conversation that is happening at in Helena on the Hill around redistricting or alternative dwelling units, ADUs, or rezoning or density issues or changes. For example, the Rails to Trails core project downtown Kalispell, of which you have fingerprints on as well. You little crafty guy, you. The redistricting there to include for greater density yields high density housing, which leads to more housing, which leads to more affordable housing.
Exactly. You know, the Kalispell Core and Brawl Redevelopment Project is a great example of providing mixed-use development and different options for housing.
Sure.
You know, there's going to be stuff on the higher end. There's going to be stuff on the more moderate end and affordable end. What we'll see there is first-time home buyers and seniors looking to downsize.
Sure.
And it's a great model for what we can accomplish statewide.
Right, right.
And really, housing isn't going to be in the future. We're not all going to be able to get our forever home
right.
as our first home.
Seldom do we. In fact, let's go back in time a little bit. Regardless of the market, seldom does somebody buy the forever home the first time.
Exactly. What's the average? How long does the average person spend in a home these days?
Oh, every 3 to 5 years, someone's thinking about moving.
Good gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If it's this guy, it's 3 to 5 months.
You know, and that's what we're going to see is that, you know, as we progress and as we start making more money, mm-hmm. those units will be available.
Yeah.
And eventually I'll be able to afford my 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on 5 acres, my dream lot, my Yellowstone lot.
With the golden retriever and the yellow and the white picket fence, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. You look like one of those guys.
Thank you. and then, you know, as we begin to age and as our kids move out and we need less space,
yep.
we'll be able to go back into those more dense units.
Right.
And really that's what the future of housing, you know, if I'm looking at my fuzzy crystal ball here.
Right, right.
That's what the future of housing is going to be.
Tony, we're out of time. However, can we have you back in the future, perhaps to give us an update on some of these bills, where they went in Helena? And then also, I love this topic, affordable housing, perhaps maybe a couple of ideas that come out of Helena. Does that sound good?
Absolutely. Anytime.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Thank you so much to House District 9, Tony Brockman, in the house with us these last couple of weekends, talking about the shakeup, I guess, of Helena, right? A couple of things happening, a bunch of bills, to say the least. My name is Justin Mecha. You friends, you have a great weekend out there. Be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.